Ken Tucker is wearing two hats on Fresh Air. He's our rock critic, and he also reviews movies just released on home video. One advantage of video cassettes is that they give you a chance to see films that were overlooked when they were first released in the theaters. Ken says a good example of this is Manhunter, a 1986 film directed by Michael Mann, who also created Miami Vice.
Ever since the success in the early 70s of movies like Dirty Harry and The French Connection, American audiences expect their thrillers to be nasty, brutish, and short, noisy, abrasive affairs. This is one big reason why Manhunter is so satisfying, such a pleasant shock. Based on the thick, tricky Thomas Harris novel called Red Dragon, Manhunter offers us the opportunity to watch a maverick FBI man track down an insane but brilliant serial killer. Unlike Dirty Harry, however, the Manhunter, played by Chicago theater veteran William Peterson, doesn't pull a booming cannon out of his pocket to solve crime. Instead, he does that rarest of all things in an action movie. He thinks. Early in the film, Peterson visits a jail cell to check in with a killer genius he's already put behind bars, hoping to catch the scent of his new target.
You want to know how he's choosing them, don't you?
I thought you might have some ideas.
Why should I tell you?
You get to see the file on this case. And there's another reason.
Pray tell.
Thought you might be curious to see if you're smarter than the person I'm looking for.
Then by implication, you think you're smarter than me since you caught me.
No. I know that I'm not smarter than you.
Then how did you catch me, Will?
You had disadvantages.
What disadvantages?
You're insane.
The whole movie is like that, low-key and ironic. Director Michael Mann has done two previous features, the tough James Caan melodrama Thief and the interesting flop The Keep. You can check that out on cassette, too. Mann created this past season's cool cop show Crime Story, but he's best known as the perpetrator of Miami Vice. And at the start of Manhunter, you might become alarmed at the warning signs of that TV show's tiresome trendiness. Every scene in the movie seems to be lit by cool green neon. The lowliest cop wears a chic designer suit. You keep looking at the bottom of the screen to see whether anyone's wearing socks underneath those soft loafers. But for the first time, Michael Mann has used his prodigious technique for something besides slickness. And finally, here's a brooding cop hero who has a family, a wife and son he actually seems to enjoy living with. Michael Mann has often been accused of being a cold fish director, but in this film, Mann uses this tendency to great effect. When was the last time you saw a slash-em-up whose high point was a calm, unsentimental chat between a father and son about the nature of evil? What a pleasure it is halfway through the movie to realize that you're totally caught up in the intricate twists and turns of a sturdily constructed plot. Where most thrillers these days force their actors to shout in order to trump up some urgency, Manhunter speaks in hushed, measured tones, and you find yourself on the edge of your seat, listening. Terse, troubling, and unashamedly emotional, Manhunter deserves to become a cult classic on video cassette. As for other recent releases, if you groove on Manhunter moodiness, check out They Drive by Night, the cassette debut of a 1940 film noir with Humphrey Bogart, George Raft, and the real tough guy, Ida Lupino. And if you like your lawbreaking performed with deadpan dreariness, there's Down by Law, director Jim Jarmusch's follow-up to Stranger Than Paradise.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.